A new Australian play, Breaking the Castle, will have its world premiere at the Street Theatre on Saturday the 29th of February. Written and performed by Peter Cook, Breaking the Castle will be directed by Carolyn Stacey, with designs by Imogen Keane, lighting design by Jerry Corcoran, and sound design by Kim O'Vannon. Peter Cook joins me in the foyer to tell us about Breaking the Castle. Peter, tell me about Breaking the Castle. What's the play concern?
The play is concerned with many things. I guess, you know, if we're kind of going to boil it down, its major concern is addiction and mental health, I guess specifically men's mental health, and it concerns recovery and rehabilitation from addiction. And so there's absolutely a sense of hope in the play. For me, it kind of concerns how complex we all are as human beings and the fact that all these things that happen to us during our life can have varying effects in different ways and can sometimes kind of manifest in ways we don't understand or sort of can be unhealthy for us. The central character, Dave, finds himself in a situation where his whole life he's kind of realised that there's been something not quite right, and his spirit's never been settled, and he's found all these ways to kind of try and escape himself and medicate, and he finds himself at a crisis point. And the play is about the decisions he makes once, you know, he kind of meets that crisis. I think that audience members from all walks of society will really see themselves and people they know reflected on stage in various moments.
And you say see yourself. Is it autobiographical?
It's not autobiographical. There's absolutely parts of my life that are in the play, and there's also things in the play that are completely made up because it's drama and it's writing and it's theatre. You know, as a performer, I've had struggles with my mental health in terms of, you know, there's only 1% employment generally for a lot of actors, you know, unless you're in the 1% that's always employed. So there's a lot of performers out there, you know, actors, all artists, anyone in the arts who are kind of constantly struggling with, you know, rejection day to day. That's been a big part of my life. I've obviously, you know, had struggles with addiction as well. But everything that happens on stage is in my life, and you know, I've had to do a bit of research around various topics, especially ice addiction, and the character goes through things like that, and ice addiction is such a topical thing at the moment in our society, and it's having an effect from remote towns to suburban households, you know, and I'm not just talking about particular socio-economic areas, you know, ice is everywhere, and so I think that's something that really kind of needed to be addressed in this play. How addiction can start, where it can come from, and the absolute depths it can take you to if particular areas of your life are not addressed. And it kind of looks at the bigger causes of addiction, and it looks at addiction in a national and universal context, but through the story of one person. So, yeah, I do think, you know, the audience will see themselves reflected in the play because, in a sense, we're all addicted to something, you know. You can be addicted to your emotions. You can be addicted to emotional states. You can be addicted to exercise. You can be addicted to food, cigarettes, nicotine. You know, the list goes on. You know, some people can't get through a night without a bottle of wine, and they can function perfectly well, but the reality is that they need that bottle of wine every night for that escape, for whatever reason. And so, you know, I think everyone can relate to addiction on a level, and hopefully the play may pose, you know, some questions for people, or it may explain for people as well, or illuminate for people what addiction is, so that when they do see someone who's suffering heavily from, say, an ice addiction or a heroin addiction or something like that, they won't be so quick to judge, you know. So the play explores lots of things like that. It explores childhood as well. It explores the idea of memory and how we remember our childhood and what significant memories do for us and how they shape us as adults, you know. And it explores as well the kind of sort of indomitable power of the human spirit, that in fact we are all incredibly powerful, and the human spirit's amazing, and we can really get through anything. So the play for me is just, it's about a lot of aspects of life. It's about being human. It's about being flawed. It's about the fact that we're all flawed, and, you know, and that's okay. And it's about the fact that it's okay to struggle with your mental health, and that we need help. And if we're struggling with those kinds of issues, especially for men, you absolutely have to reach out and get help. And, you know, that's something Dave, in the play, the character, you know, he struggles to kind of reach out to people and ask for help, even though he's having a hard time.
You're listening to In the Foyer with Bill Stevens. And my guest is playwright-actor Peter Cook. And we're talking about his play, Breaking the Castle, which will have its world premiere in the Street Theatre on the 29th of February. You're in an interesting position, given that you've written the play and you're performing it. As a writer, you can take life's experience and use that as grist for the mill to write your play. But then, as a performer, can you disassociate yourself from the parts of the play that are your lived experience from the character of Dave that you've invented for the purpose of the play?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, once we're rehearsing on the floor, I've got my actor's hat on. I still might say to Caroline, the director or our stage manager, hey, we need to cut this line or shift this word or whatever it might be. But yeah, I can absolutely disassociate. But, you know, there's great benefit to having written the play and performing in it because I know what the text is, I know what the writer's intention is. And it's been interesting too because Caroline, the director, has found a whole bunch of stuff in the text that I haven't been able to find or didn't know was there, which is great because it means the text is really rich and deep. It has that ability for a performer to kind of explore very different things. You can take the text from lots of different angles.
Yeah, and that must be a little bit hard if you're the actor-writer because you sort of think, well, I had this in mind when I wrote those lines and the director says, but for me, that could be that.
Well, yeah, you're 100% right, but you know, what I've been finding is that when Caroline does say that, her ideas are generally more interesting. So if she's got a more interesting idea for a scene and kind of, I guess, what I intentionally had imagined, then, you know, we go with that idea. There are some things that I will say, no, this is what this is and this is what it has to be for a particular reason, and we have those discussions. But I'm very open to someone else's vision for how something might play out, and I think that is a testament to what I've written because you can interpret it so many different ways. Yeah, we're finding a lot of that on the floor, and I find that actually a more exciting part of the process than anything because it's like, oh, wow, someone else found something in my writing that I didn't see. And as a creative person, that's actually really exciting.
It must also be exciting for you as a playwright, as well as an actor, to go through the production process because you're surrounded by a very strong team, award-winning designer, outstanding lighting designer and sound designers, all these, and of course a dramaturg as well as a very experienced director, all concentrating on your text and your performance. How's that experience been?
Oh, look, obviously it's a dream come true. I mean, I sat there on the first table read and there's like eight people sitting around the table for my little play. Obviously, I wouldn't have been able to do it without the support of the Street, without the support of Caroline and Dean at the Street, and as well, you know, the first scene program, which is all about developing new work. And then, you know, people like Imogen, who's done an amazing job with the set and has delivered something I would never have imagined. Kimo, who's got some really great kind of abstract ideas around the sound. And Jerry, who's, you know, a lighting designer who's lit opera and theatre around the world. It's mind-blowing, really. I've got a great stage manager too, Kitty, who's really on the ball and does her job really well, and the support of the producer in Dean at the Street. Yeah, it's a dream come true. I feel first-time playwright and dealing with delicate material. It all feels really good.
Peter, after the play has its world premiere at the Street, it's already booked to go to the Hothouse Theatre in Victoria for a season. Do you have any interest from other production houses for it to tour, or are you hoping to attract that sort of interest?
Yeah, absolutely. We're hoping to attract the interest and tour it, but, you know, that's a conversation we have to have later.
Sure.
I'm just focused on learning my lines and my performance at the moment. But look, it's amazing that the Hothouse wanted to put it on. Carla, who's AD there, came and saw the initial read after a week's development and said, yep, we want that play. So that was a kind of affirmation, I guess, about what I've created. And so, yeah, absolutely, we'll hope to tour it, mainly because, well, the story is relevant sort of everywhere, and we think it's a piece of theatre that will play to lots of audiences, especially in the bigger cities, as equally, you know, well in remote towns. But, you know, that's a process that we'll go through later, and I think we'll have a lot of learning from the season in Canberra, as you know, what we need to work on, what works, what doesn't, what we can add, what we can take away, and then we'll have another season at the Hothouse where we refine it even more. But, you know, they're both great seasons for us to develop the work in a way that will allow us to kind of pitch it to bigger companies or whatever it is we do. I guess I'm leaving that more in the hands of Caroline and Dean at this point.
It all sounds exciting. It's an exciting potential. So good luck with it.
And thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about it.
Thank you for your time, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Playwright, actor, Peter Cook. Breaking the Castle will have its world premiere in the Street Theatre this Saturday, the 29th of February, where it will run until Saturday, the 14th of March. You'll find full information about the season on the Street Theatre website, where you can also purchase tickets.